He's still underwater. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden's approval numbers sinking lower.
Well, the new Fox News poll shows the president's job approval at 40%, down from 43% last month. Democrats still heavily support him. But moderates, voters under 30, and independents are each disapproving by more than 60%. Speaking of independents, as Republicans seek majorities in both the House and Senate, independents are showing a tendency to lean conservative. Right now, 28% say they favor Republicans. Only 12% say they back Democrats.
Fox's Gernal Scott. According to the poll, sky-high inflation has a lot to do with the president's dismal approval numbers.
This is caused by reckless spending. Every proposal the Democrats have is spend your money, spend more money. We've got to reduce taxes, reduce fees, reduce the size of government.
Florida Senator Rick Scott.
Inflation, which is unacceptably high, let's get that clear right out of the gate, went up 1.3% in June. Again, an unacceptably high increase. Half of that increase is energy prices alone.
White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein says the war in Ukraine is impacting fuel and food prices, both men on Fox News Sunday. The White House had hoped that Saudi Arabia would start producing more oil. President Biden was just there.
What I thought was kind of pathetic was that the president left with no announcement on oil.
House Republican Michael Walls on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, a U.S. envoy for energy security, believes gas prices will come down further towards $4 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
There's a lot going on at the southern border.
We're so overwhelmed by the apprehensions that there creates openings for deadly drugs, as well as a very unsavory characters coming from over 150 nations now, is what we've encountered, over 150 nations. So we have a completely open border.
Senate Republican Ron Johnson on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The Biden administration maintains it has the resources to handle the surge. A community in Texas is hoping to learn more about the police response to a mass shooting at an elementary school. A report compiled by a state legislative committee is expected to be released today. Video from the day of the attack in Uvalde will also be unveiled.
Residents and neighbors in Uvalde, Texas, will be given a chance to watch the 77 minutes of compiled video taken from inside and around Robb Elementary School the day a teenage gunman stormed the school. The portion of the video had been leaked to a newspaper which published it.
Fox's Eben Brown, 21 people were killed inside the school. The suspect was eventually killed by law enforcement. His health has recently suffered setbacks, but later this month, Pope Francis is planning to visit our neighbor to the north.
With what he's labeled his penitential pilgrimage, Pope Francis on Sunday asked for prayers for his upcoming trip to Canada. There, he plans to apologize for the abuses inflicted on the indigenous peoples there at the hands of the Catholic Church. Addressing the throngs in St. Peter's Square, the pontiff said that some members of religious institutions contributed to the policies of cultural assimilation in the past that gravely damaged the native communities. The Pope's 7-day trip to Canada begins next Sunday. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Chronic knee pain has kept the Pope close to home in recent weeks. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.